Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba Sunday. He is embarking on a historic trip with the two nations moving to normalize their relations 55 years after they broke off ties. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. The White House said President Obama's three-day visit and his televised speech in Havana on Tuesday represents a new beginning in the relationship between the former Cold War enemies, expanding on the formal restoration of their diplomatic ties 8 months ago. You can read more on the president's visit at voanews.com. Turkey blamed an Islamic State militant Sunday for the suicide bombing in Istanbul the day before that killed four people and wounded dozens more. The country's interior minister said the attack was carried out by a Turkish citizen, Mehmet Öztürk, who was born in 1992 in a province that borders Syria. He said the suspected bomber, who was also killed in that attack, was not on Turkey's terrorist watch list. The Turkish official said five people allegedly linked to that attack have been detained. Voters in the Republic of Congo are going to the polls Sunday for the country's presidential election. On the eve of the vote, the government ordered telecom providers to block all service during Sunday's vote. Congo's interior minister sent a letter to the country's two main telecom firms saying that for reasons of national security, they are to block all communication, including text messages, on both Sunday and Monday. VOA News.